The elders had asked us that we would just let y'all know how or why we were basically wanting to start a meeting in Caswell. I guess I've been out there now for 11 years. Is that right? We've been, we left Reesville. We weren't looking to leave Reesville when we left. We were trying to find some land. And so we looked around here, couldn't find anything, nothing worked out. Finally, the Lord opened the door out there, and everything fell in place. So we moved. And I'm more of an introvert. Most of y'all probably know that. So I'm not very outgoing. And so anyway, after several years, I met one of the neighbors, two of the neighbors, but it wasn't me. It wasn't very many of them. So, you know, everything centered around either your family life, your immediate family life, work, and church meetings. So you're always driving back and forth. Well, we got into 4-H and started meeting more of the neighbors. And then Ray Carroll did a Bible study at his house. We went there, did the Love and Respect series, and then we were going to keep going, and everybody's schedules didn't work out, so then it kind of went to the side for a couple of years, and I got thinking about it, and I think Jason was thinking about a Bible study, and so we started another one, and that one's been going now for several years. And one of the things, I guess, we've gone up to about 40 people, counting all the kids, and so we knew it was coming. When I first moved out there, the thought crossed my mind as far as not really starting a meeting, but, you know, a meeting being out there. And when you witness to people, you talk to people, it's kind of hard. You invite somebody, and you can invite them to church, but when you tell them how far it is, they're like, really? I don't think I'm going to go that far. Most people don't want to go, you know, they want to stay pretty local anyway. So as we saw things beginning to grow and there's more people from the Danville area and then right there in Caswell, we're coming to the Bible study. And as things began to grow, we started, the thoughts started going as far as we did the hoedown in Yanceyville. And it's like, okay, well, we can't keep witnessing the people. If we see, if we see people start getting saved and start trying to get them to come to, come to Reesville. I had one friend that he got saved, and it's like, you know, that's too far of a drive. He didn't have the money to be putting in gas and so forth. And it's like, well, that's, you know, we kept seeing different signs, and the Lord was kind of laying on our hearts that about starting a meeting. I'll read a few verses in Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians 4 and verse 1. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation to which you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called, and one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. And for sake of time, jump to verse 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, and by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness by which they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up unto him in all things, who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together, and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working, in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. I guess there's two goals as far as with starting a meeting that we've discussed, and the both scriptural and as in here, the gifts are given spiritual gifts are given unto us to build up the body, and we want to see the believers that are in Caswell meeting to grow closer to Christ, that we build each other up and to grow, become more like Christ. And the other thing would be to reach out to those in the community and give them the gospel. So that's pretty much what our focus and our goal was as far as starting a meeting. And as far as that, you know, with the new year and we look at resolutions and things to change, I think one of the things that keep in mind, one, we would certainly appreciate your prayers. We don't have a date as of yet. We were wanting to start in January, but we're not ready to start yet. So we're hoping for the middle of February, 1st of March, in that range. Lord willing, we don't have a building yet. A lot of things still to take place. So we do appreciate your prayers. I think one of the things is we get focused a lot with what's going on in the meeting. I've come for years and, you know, you do different things, but how much, if I had really applied myself, could I have done for the Lord in reaching out to build each other up and to reach out to those around us? And as it time kind of went on while I was out there, you know, started feeling guilty that I didn't know any of my neighbors except for two or three of them. And part of it was you just don't intermingle with them. And in Bible times, that wasn't the case. We didn't jump in the car and drive even 10 minutes. You know, they were all within walking distance. And so they knew what was going on in each other's lives. And you could encourage each other to grow. You knew what was happening. And I think for us, that's been a burden to me as far as to know, not so much that I know everything's going on in somebody's life, but to know, to reach out to them, know what's going on, if they're hurting or whatever, and you can, you know, present Christ to them. So a lot of times we get caught up in our circumstances and the different problems going on, and we want to focus on them. And I think we need to focus on the blessings the Lord has blessed us with, and not to be concerned with the circumstances, but to rise up above our circumstances and reach out with the love of Christ to others, whether that's building up believers or giving the gospel to the unbelievers. So, as Jim was talking about yesterday, we can't do it within ourselves, but Christ can do it, and he wants to use us. We just need to be vessels that can be used for him. Thank you.